After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, and brought them up onto a high mountain privately by themselves. And he was changed into another form in front of them. His clothing became glistening, exceedingly white, like snow, such as no launderer on earth can whiten them. Elijah and Moses appeared to them, and they were talking with Jesus. Peter answered Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let's make 3 tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." For he didn't know what to say, for they were very afraid. A cloud came, overshadowing them, and a voice came out of the cloud, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Suddenly, looking around, they saw no one with them anymore except Jesus only. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no one what things they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. They kept the saying, questioning among themselves what the rising from the dead should mean. They asked him, saying, "Why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" He said to them, "Elijah indeed comes first and restores all things. How is it written about the Son of Man that he should suffer many things and be despised? But I tell you that Elijah has come, and they have also done to him whatever they wanted to, even as it is written about him." Coming to the disciples, he saw a great multitude around them and scribes questioning them. Immediately all the multitude, when they saw him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, greeted him. He asked the scribes, "What are you asking them?" One of the multitude answered, "Teacher, I brought to you my son who has a mute spirit, and wherever it seizes him, it throws him down, and he foams at the mouth and grinds his teeth and wastes away. I asked your disciples to cast it out, and they weren't able." He answered him, "Unbelieving generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me." They brought him to him, and when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground, wallowing and foaming at the mouth. He asked his father, "How long has it been since this has come to him?" He said, "From childhood. Often it has cast him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." Immediately the father of the child cried out with tears, "I believe, help my unbelief." When Jesus saw that a multitude came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to him, "You mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." Having cried out and convulsed greatly, it came out of him. The boy became like one dead, so much that most of them said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and raised him up, and he arose. When he had come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why couldn't we cast it out?" He said to them, "This kind can come out by nothing except by prayer and fasting."